Welcome, Nada.
Welcome, Joe. Thank you for having me, man.
Usually I'm in your neck of the woods. Usually I'm in Charlotte.
I know. And then this is how you invited me last time you were in Charlotte. And you're like, yeah, why don't you come up and hang out for a little bit?
Let's be accurate.
Fair.
I forgot that Julio was out this week. And
oh.
When it dawned on me that he was out this week, I realized, oh, crap. So I hit up Candace.
Yes.
Say, hey, Candace, what's your availability next week? She's like, I got Monday and Friday. Okay, cool. And then that's when you happened to be there after I got the text back and I went, hey, Nada, what are you doing next week?
That's true. That's true.
Let's have an accurate portrayal of how this
played out. It's very accurate that I am like the backup to the backup to the backup. I feel like Sam Darnold a little bit.
And we all know if Brownlow was in a better spot right now, she would be here.
Of course.
No offense.
No, none taken.
No offense.
Brownlow's better at this than I am.
She's better at some ACC stuff than I am. Yes. In fact, that's where we start with the ACC. Last time I saw you, were at ACC kickoff in Charlotte, and it's funny. Like, I forget that coaches are soft now.
Yes.
And people go, wait, Ovius, seriously, you're coming out of the gate already saying coaches are soft. I go, yes, coaches are soft. You know why coaches are soft?
Why?
Because typically at ACC kickoff, the media predicted order of finish drops while you're in the middle of the event.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But they stopped doing that. Do you know why they stopped doing that?
Because it makes it a little bit harder to get your quotes that you need for the content later.
Yeah, they didn't want to answer questions. Hey, Dave Clawson, Wake Forest head coach, did you see where the only like four people voted you to win the Atlantic Division? Is that a sign of disrespect? And, you know, Dave Clawson has to sit there and answer questions. Do you think Dave Doran, NC State head coach, would have loved to have seen this media predicted order of finish before he met with reporters where it wasn't even close? Clemson with 111 first place votes to, I think, NC State's 44 first place votes to win the Atlantic Division.
They would have printed shirts up, I want to say, within 15 seconds. Or they would have brought the shirts they already had.
Probably. I know that Dave Doran brought red solo cups as part of his bit because, remember,
yes,
after they beat North Carolina at the end of last season, he was out there celebrating, had the cigar in hand, the red solo cup and everything else. And I feel like Dave Doran would have shown up at our radio table with the red solo cups and said, I'm pouring up some disrespect. Let's go. Because that's really what last week was about. We were curious as to who it would benefit more to have the discussion point of disrespect. I know that the one person bumping around Charlotte last week who desperately wanted NC State to be the number one team in the Atlantic based on media prediction was Dabo.
Yeah.
Dabo wanted that badly.
They both had shirts. If we're honest with ourselves right now, they both had shirts prepared. Oh, no one believed in us. The No One Believed in Us Express.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be in Clemson or it was going to be here. We found out it's going to be here right now.
Yeah, and that's the surprise, I guess, if we're looking at these ACC preseason polls. 164 total votes. Clemson was the overwhelming favorite to be the ACC champion with 103 votes. NC State was 38 votes. And then we get into the comical territory.
Yes.
8 votes for Miami. Okay, I can see that. Wake Forest, cool. Love the respect for what Dave Clawson's building. Pitt, and you know what? Pat Narduzzi did it last year. I know they got to replace their quarterback and their top wide receiver, but they believe in this transfer, and who's to say another guy doesn't step up? Maybe they run the ball more. I don't know.
Who knows?
Virginia? With Tony Elliott? 3 first-place votes to win it all? Florida State with 2 votes to win the ACC?
Yeah, the Florida State one was the one that surprised me. Well, second surprise.
Not the one vote for Boston College?
Well, the Georgia Tech one.
Yeah.
The Georgia Tech one is funny because that was someone that clearly loves some Waffle House like I do.
Yeah.
But there's not enough Waffle House solidarity with Jeff Collins to where I am voting them to win the ACC. No, just
so that's how things played out. Clemson with 111 first place votes. NC State with 44. Wake Forest got 6 first place votes. Florida State got 2. Boston College got 1. No love for Louisville or for Syracuse. On the coastal side of things, Miami was the overwhelming favorite with 98 first-place votes. Pitt with 38, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised that North Carolina got 18 first-place votes. And the reason why I'm not surprised is because there are serious question marks, once again, for every team in the coastal division. We can put respect on Pat Narduzzi's name, but I do think they have to replace Kenny Pickett, and that's not an easy task.
And Jordan Addison.
Yes. With Miami, it's the belief that Miami's biggest issue the last 5 to 10 years has been terrible coaching.
Yes.
And smoke and mirrors. Like that 2017 ACC Coastal Division winning team was a lot of smoke and mirrors thanks to the turnover chain. And they got exposed at the end of the year and ultimately exposed by Clemson in the ACC championship game. And then with North Carolina, I throw them into the mix because for the most part, you're of the belief that talent eventually is going to catch up, that you've got Gene Chizik, however you feel about his takes on name, image, and likeness, mm-hmm. knows how to get a defense where they need to be.
Absolutely.
And that they're going to have something shake out in the quarterback ranks and they'll be a little bit better. So I get where the votes come from for North Carolina. But there's your ACC preseason poll. No real surprises. I think people finally convinced themselves maybe we overreacted to Clemson's last year. They finished strong. One quarterback will emerge. If it's not DJ, we'll go from there.
Yes. Like, that's the – I don't know. Like, I feel like Clemson should be the overwhelming favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why State is probably going to go with the we're being disrespected, even though that's probably a 10-win team that only maybe just loses to Clemson and
maybe.
That's it.
Maybe.
Like, a 10-win season, which last I checked, when was the last time they had one of those?
Was it 2002, the Gator Bowl year?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, 20 years.
The only time it's happened?
Yeah, exactly. 20 years, 10-win team. That's not disrespect, but I understand why everybody believes in, because they believe in the machine. And I don't blame them for right now, except for the fact that most of their coordinators are gone. There's going to be some sort of transition there.
One thing I did pick up on, though, last week at ACC kickoff, before we transitioned to what's going on in the Big Ten today, and Commissioner Kevin Warren taking subtle shots at the ACC? Maybe? We'll get to that
not
in a
so
second.
Subtle. Not so
Maybe
subtle.
Not so subtle. There was, I don't know if people were joking, or they truly did factor this into their voting for the ACC. NC State stuff. It is something that we have fun with, okay? I hope people understand that when we talk about NC State stuff, it is meant as leaning into the absurdity of it all.
Might as well.
Right. I mean, if you can't have fun with this stuff, then what are we doing, right? A little gallows humor at times. You have to laugh at yourself.
They have to, I mean, you got to have to keep from crying, right?
Yes. But nobody truly believes there's a curse. Okay.
Okay, good.
Nobody actually believes in that stuff. It's just a ha-ha, lean in, gallows humor, if you can't laugh at yourself. But in talking to some other people who are not from this market when they were considering NC State, I think they factored that into whether or not they should, quote-unquote, believe in NC State.
Oh, no.
Like, will something bad happen to NC State, like the College World Series or what happened with the Holiday Bowl or Dave Clawson got you again with Wake Forest? And my response to that has been and always will be, well, then why do we keep giving the benefit of the doubt to a team like Miami?
Or North Carolina.
Or North Carolina, for that matter. Is it because Mack Brown's just so good at selling it? Is it because we just look at Miami and go, why? It's like that meme with a guy with a stick saying, do something. At some point, Miami will wake back up, right? No. So if you're willing to give other programs the benefit of the doubt after they've routinely shown you they're not capable of handling it, well, then why wouldn't you just go ahead and do the same thing with NC State?
Fair.
I think it's a very small group of people who will do that. To your point, Nada, I think it's more about Clemson and the fact that maybe we spent a little too much time trying to talk ourselves out of Clemson last year, and we're putting respect back on their name.
Dabo makes it easy, though. That's the thing.
It does.
Dabo kind of makes it easy being that person that loves to drum up that disrespect card, that loves to remind you of his very humble beginnings. And I get why Dabo gets on your nerve. Why Dabo? Because he gets on my nerves, too. I mean, that there's a lot of that. But at the same time, this, like, they're loaded. There's no reason not to pick them right now. And let's not overthink this. You can still have a great season and not be picked to win the Atlantic. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'll be curious to see. There are some, for NC State's year, there are four games that are the problems.
Yeah.
There's the first one against ECU. I was going to say, that's over. They got their disrespect. They got it. They're good. They don't need to lose to. They don't need to lose the ECU anymore. I've stopped workshopping that bit. The ECU games is a problem.
Yeah.
Going to Clemson and going to North Carolina is a problem, and we always know about Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Those are the four games that I would circle for NC State saying, these are the ones that are going to determine whether or not you have a great season or not. I would even say that losing to Texas Tech is okay in the grand scheme of things. They're not going to lose to UConn.
Fair.
But losing to ECU has its own issues from A, it's ECU, B, it's the beginning of the season. And I don't have to explain Wake Forest, Clemson, and North Carolina. But that's NC State out of the gate. They are not the ACC Atlantic favorite. It is Clemson by a wide margin. Over to the Big Ten media days that's taking place today. And Kevin Warren met with the media. And it was a huge difference in tone from what we got out of Jim Phillips last week at ACC kickoff. They are not shying away from expansion. They are not, as Kevin Warren put it, not languishing in bureaucracy. Here's what he had to say.
But I will make it very clear in everything we say today, we do tomorrow and in the future, that the Big Ten Conference will not languish in bureaucracy. We will be innovative. We will be creative. We'll be bold. We'll be strong. We'll be powerful. And we'll be direct to make sure that we can prioritize what's important to our student athletes, what's important to our fans, what's important to our member institutions, what's important to our partners as we help shape and direct the future of college athletics.
So that's Kevin Warren, the ACC commissioner, and glad to know that he has just as much trouble saying bureaucracy as I do, which it's a tough word to say.
Very relatable.
Very relatable. I always have to catch myself. Bureaucracy. Yeah. I don't know about you, Nada, but that to me just reads as, I am not going to Jim Phillips this thing. We're out here trying to make sure that the Big Ten is great, and we're not talking about gated communities.
I actually have something for you. I think we talked about this last week, too. Shorter Kevin Warren right there. Gated communities get robbed too. We will come for what we want and when we want because we are the Big Ten. We just got the LA market and the Fox market.
Yep.
We're going to rob you too. We're just letting you know. We're not held up by red tape. We're good. Mm-hmm. We're going to go get what we want. And as long as it makes sense, we might as well make them the Big Ten.
And that bold level of thinking is the reason why the Big Ten is in the position that they're in. And it goes all the way back to Jim Delaney, their previous commissioner. Now, John Swofford also thought bold and big, and that's how we got ourselves in this mess in the first place, by the first rounds of expansion in the early 2000s. But now it's up to Jim Phillips to do something as bold to keep the ACC moving. Otherwise, it's going to get swallowed whole, because Kevin Warren was not shy about the fact that they will expand if they need to. He was asked, again, on Big Ten expansion, he gets asked this all the time, but he's going to keep it open.
And regarding expansion, I get asked every single day, what's next? It may include future expansion, but it will be done for the right reasons, at the right time, with our student athletes, academic and athletic empowerment at the center of any and all decisions that we will make regarding any further expansions. We will not expand just to expand. It will be strategic, it will add additional value to our conference, and it will provide a platform to even have our student-athletes be put on a larger platform so they can build their careers, but also that they have an opportunity to grow and learn from an education and from an athletic standpoint.
Yeah, you gotta fit in that education part, but he said it. Value, platforms. What markets add those values? L.A. clearly is that. Yeah. He actually brought up, like, look, here's where we are right now. We're in L.A., we're in Chicago, we're in New York. Like, these things matter to us. And that should tell you what the Big Ten is going to look at when they're looking at future expansion targets.
This is the Suge Knight speech. If you don't want all the ADs in the video, and you don't want, and if you're an athlete and you want your coaches out of your NIL money, come to death row / the Big Ten. This is what this is right now. That's what he's doing. He's telling all those athletes and coaches, come to death row.